Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. I thought I would talk to you about marriage. We're approaching time when people are thinking about hearts and flowers and all that. So I thought that I would talk to you about marriage. It's been a long time since we've discussed this. When I began my radio programs many years ago, one of my main goals was to talk about marriage. But somehow, with so many world conditions, I was burdened to talk about other things. But the other day I was thinking, I haven't talked about marriage for so long to my friends. I think I'll do it now. So let's review a little bit and let's read 1 Peter 3:1-11. If you have your Bible there, turn to it. It's 1 Peter 3:1-11. Likewise, ye wives. Do you have your Bible? Okay. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now we're in 1 Peter 3:5. For after this manner, in the old times, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Now that was 1 Peter 3:1-11. It was rather a long passage, and I wish that I had time. Oh, I could, but I wanted to say something else. I'd really like to read it again. I'd like to read it again and again and again, so that you and I can get these words in ourselves, especially we who are women that are wives and mothers. Now, recently I've been writing a devotion for every day, and we've been putting this on our website, but I want to talk to you about, this is one that I wrote for the end of December, for last year. It was from 1 Peter 3:8. That's what we talked about here. Now, let me read that, 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, be ye all of one mind. Now, this is talking to women and men both now, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren and sisters, like as Christians. Be pitiful, be courteous, not rending evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. So I took this little portion here, be of one mind, having compassion one of another, ... be courteous. I found that many times in marriage, there is lack of courtesy between husband and wife. And we wouldn't think of being rude to other people, but sometimes we're rude to those that we love the most. As I look at Peter's letter, memories of certain passages come to mind. I remember teaching husband-loving lessons to many women in several different classes and homes and churches in years past. The truth of 1 Peter 3:1-9 still rings in my ears. And they ring in our ears, too, because we just heard about them, right? As Jesus was subject to the cross at Calvary, so is the wife to be in subjection to her own husband. Now, this is hard, isn't it? He who reviled not, this is Jesus, nor threatened in suffering, was and is the example for a married woman's relationship to her husband. Let me read that again. He who reviled not, that's Jesus, or threatened in suffering, was and is the example for a married woman's relationship to her husband. See, the Bible says right here in 1 Peter 3:1, likewise ye wives be in subjection to your own husbands. Likewise ye wives be in subjection. That we just learned, if I had it, I guess I should read it to you, what's before this, if I could get it right here. In 1 Peter 3, who his own self, speaking of Jesus, well, a father who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. That's a pretty big order, isn't it? That we're supposed to be as wives as Jesus was on the cross. He who reviled not nor threatened in suffering was and is the example for a married woman's relationship to her husband. Often this is a difficult lesson to learn, especially if the husband is not as Christ, who loved the church by giving his life for her. Dear Lord, I come to you right now and pray about this matter. We've started talking about husband and wives again after many, many months of not doing this. Lord, comfort our hearts, we who want to be good wives, we who want to follow the word, and yet we have strayed from thy word and being the kind of wife we should be. We've mouth-backed at our husbands sometimes. We have not been kind to them. We have not been pitiful to them. We have not served them. We have forgotten that we are supposed to be like Christ on the cross when he said nothing, very little in his own defense. So I pray for the women who are listening to me, Lord. This is a big order. It's a big order, Lord, to be like Christ as a wife. But help us. First of all, if there's a woman out here who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Savior, she can't be like Christ because she doesn't know him. So she needs to get saved. She needs to have her sins forgiven. She needs to go to the Word of God and cleanse herself and see the example that Jesus was for her. Dear Lord, then we who know thee as Savior and we've been saved for a while, we have strayed from remembering to be like thee. We have tried to be willful and not in submissive and subjection to our husbands. And Lord, you know that's hard because sometimes they don't understand us. Sometimes they misjudge us. But Lord, help us to be like Jesus as a wife. Teach us, Lord, to be like thee. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, be like Jesus all day long in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus. This is my song. Be like Jesus. Yes, all day long. It is a Christian wife's privilege to live in such a manner that if her husband is not a born-again Christian, he will see Christ in her. It is her hope that he will want to know the Savior who has changed her life and changed his wife to be the loving woman she has become. It behooves those of us who are Christians already to live in like manner. I fear that many of us do not do this. I say this to our shame. Now, this is quite a bit to take hold here. I know a husband who got saved, who accepted Christ as Savior because of the way his wife lived. She became a Christian after they were married and had children and everything. And when she received Christ as her Savior, she read these passages and she wanted to be like Jesus in her home. She wanted her husband to be saved. She wanted to be Christ-like. And so she was like Jesus. She did not answer back. She changed completely as a wife. And so as I wrote here, that this is a great challenge. It's a great challenge and the Christian's wife's privilege to live in such a manner that if her husband is not a born-again Christian, he will see Christ in her. It is her hope, this new Christian's wife hope, that he, her husband, will want to know the Savior who has changed his wife to be the loving woman she has become. And that just really speaks to me. Many women want that. Now, there are some women who just say, well, he just won't change. You don't know my husband. I've told them about this, how they should live. You just don't know my husband. And they won't even try. to be like Jesus in their home, completely, 100% as much as they can. And so, of course, the husband sees this inconsistency. Then this other part, it behooves those of us, like I'm born again, who are Christians already, and you, if you're born again, to live in like manner. And I fear many of us do not do this. And I say this to my shame and to your shame. Girls, I need these lessons as well as you do. I need these lessons. I'm not perfect. I've been married 61 years at this time. And marriage is a learning experience. It's a work in progress. And we're not done until we die. We have to keep striving to be the kind of wife that God would have us be. Now, the Christian wife is to adorn herself in a meek and quiet spirit. She is not to rely on immodest clothing, precious jewels, or the latest styles to make herself the Christian woman she was meant to be. Now, this doesn't mean that you're supposed to look awful, but some women are so much in style that really they look quite ungodly. And today, people's skirts are so short, and their necklines are so low, and I don't see how they could even pray in that condition or walk around and have people see them. It says in 1 Peter 3:3, who is adorning, let it not be that outward adoring of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on apparel. Now these people in Peter's time, they would plait their hair with gold and silver, and they would make all sorts of fancy, expensive, detailed, time-consuming braids in their hair. And they put gold in it and everything, and it was just consuming their time. Are you more consumed with how you look than how you are behaving as a wife? So the Christian wife is to adorn herself in a meek and quiet spirit. She is not to rely on immodest clothing, precious jewels, or the latest styles to make herself the Christian woman she was meant to be. Sarah of old is example wife. She's example wife. We read here in the 6th verse of the third chapter of 1 Peter, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, if you're a Christian, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Now, not just anybody can be a daughter of Sarah. It says, whose daughters ye are, if ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. There are some things our husbands do that really amaze us. They really floor us. Oh, I can't believe my time is up. Can you? Let's think about these things, and let's ask the Lord to help us be like Jesus all day long in our home and in the throng. Let's have our husband see a change in us right now, right today. Remember.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m., and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?